Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Good morning. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. The Department of Defense is transforming to become a net-centric force. This transformation hinges on the recognition that information is one of its greatest sources of power. Information is a strategic component of situational awareness, which enables decision makers at all levels to make better decisions faster and act sooner. Transforming to a network-centric force requires fundamental change in processes, policy, and culture. Changing these areas will provide the necessary speed, accuracy, and quality of decision-making critical to future success. With us this morning to discuss this critical transformation and the role of IT is our special guest, David Winogrand, Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Information, Management, Technology, and Deputy CIO. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Al. It's great to be here with you.
Also joining us in our conversation is Linda Marshall, partner in IBM's Defense Industry Practice. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Al.
Dave, perhaps you could begin by describing the mission of your office and how it supports the overall mission of the Department of Defense.
Absolutely. So the Department of Defense Chief Information Officer, responsible for all of the information management and information technology initiatives across the entire Department of Defense, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, defense agencies, a rather broad set of responsibilities. 3.5 million people deployed in rather austere conditions around the world, millions of computers, thousands and thousands of systems, hundreds of networks, about $30 billion a year IT budget, probably about 170,000 of those 3.5 million people as IT professionals working in the organization. And it's kind of fascinating to watch what's been going on because for decades, the Department of Defense, like all large organizations, has functioned very effectively as a very decentralized organization. Lots of chains of commands with the thought about local organizations, develop local solutions to meet local needs. But the internet age happened. And so now we're in a world where it makes much more sense to band together to develop enterprise-wide solutions. So as the CIO team, you're in a sense responsible for charting the course to do what we call our transformation to network-centric operations. This idea about together we could share knowledge instantaneously around the world to be more effective in our role as the national defense for our nation.
Dave, could you please describe your specific responsibilities and duties as the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Information Management and Technology and as the Deputy CIO?
Yeah, it's a rather long job title, isn't it? So I work for John Grimes, who's the Assistant Secretary of Defense and the Department of Defense CIO, and I'm his deputy. So my team is responsible for the CIO portfolio. John is responsible for all of the command and control and communication systems for the Department of Defense, in addition to having the responsibilities of the Chief Information Officer. So my team and my job as the Deputy CIO is to take care of the CIO portfolio for DOD.
So regarding those duties and responsibilities that you have, what are the top three challenges that you faced in your position and how have you addressed these challenges?
Well, front and center, I think, on everybody's plate is this idea about information sharing, that as the world moved away from a world of decentralized organizations, local people making local solutions for local needs, there wasn't a lot of knowledge sharing going on. But the power of net centricity is that the right person can get the right information wherever they are. So if you're a naval reservist stationed with Marines in Fallujah and you need to reach back to get to an Army system to get the knowledge that you need, you'll be able to do it in a network-centric world. The second and probably front and center on everybody's plate too, no matter whether you work in government or in industry, is the information security portfolio. The threats and attacks on our networks grow by the day and people's privacies are in jeopardy and information that the nation needs to defend itself is at risk. And so all of us are spending a lot of time focusing on the security of our network and information assurance. And what it means to care about information security changes as, again, you move away from a world of local networks where security tended to focus on defending the perimeter of your local network to a world where everything's available on the web And so now it's about the sustainability and survivability of the internet and the global networks and being able to find the knowledge you need when you need it to get your job done. And third, and a little bit more challenging because it's a little bit more esoteric, is this idea about enterprise alignment. The very big organizations in this information age have to learn to work together. And so there's a lot of success stories, but there still are a lot of changes that have to be worked through as we learn to work together as a single DoD team across all of the services and with our allies and coalition partners, with the rest of the federal government, with industry, and with academia. So you have to start as you adopt to enterprise-wide solutions that will service everyone. You have to behave like an enterprise. You have to be willing to use somebody else's solution, to take the test results of another organization, to use a system developed by another organization. And that gets into a lot of cultural change stuff.
Absolutely. Now, Dave, you've been in the information technology business within government for some time now. Could you describe for our listeners your career path and how did you get started?
I probably have a non-traditional path for a CIO kind of guy because I didn't grow up as an IT professional. I came to work for the Department of the Navy as a civilian employee directly out of college. And I've had a number of different jobs. At one point in my career, I did the public-private competitions of the OMB A76 program. I did the base closure rounds of the 90s for the Navy. I was involved after the base closure rounds with insulation management and logistics work, where one of my jobs was to go and reorganize the bases that didn't close. Some people say that's like running from one program of hate and discontent to another, but I am a hopeless optimist. So I like to think that they're all programs that help people deal with change. And so I think I ended up then as the deputy CIO because I had had a career of dealing with large-scale change management issues. And I became the deputy CIO in 1998, so it was at the time when everybody was getting pumped up about Y2K, and I was the deputy CIO for the Navy for about 4 years and then became the CIO for the Department of the Navy for 4 years. And then 6 months ago, after 26 years, I left the Department of the Navy and came to work in the Office of the Secretary of Defense as the deputy CIO for DOD.
So you've obviously had a broad set of experiences both on the technology side and on the business side. So I'm curious, how have these experiences prepared you for your current leadership role and how have they informed your management approach and your current leadership style?
Well, the good news, I guess, is that in assessing the world from my Department of Defense perch, we were working on the right set of stuff in the Department of the Navy. Our priorities then are still my priorities now. And I think I learned a lot. In the Department of the Navy, there are two services, the United States Navy and the United States Marine Corps. So there were a number of cultural change management issues in getting those organizations to work together, of which I was a big proponent. And so now I'm getting to put my money where my mouth was because now I'm getting to help the Navy and the Marine Corps and the Army and the Air Force all work together. In a large organization that's very decentralized, as ours is, there becomes great power in the idea of team. And so a lot of the work that I've done over the course of my career is to help organizations function as effective teams. And I think that the IT workers probably before anybody else recognized that every problem that they faced crossed traditional organizational boundaries. And so the only way to be successful is to get the right sets of people from the right sets of discipline to work together and even if they had disparate views to begin with, to become engaged in a common solution to get to the future. And so oftentimes you have to use a lot of tools. You beg, plead, borrow, cajole, whatever it takes to get people to begin to function outside of the comfort zone that they had to become part of a new team. The other thing I guess I would notice that that having worked in the Navy for a long time for some really great leaders is that it's really apparent to me that there's a covenant relationship, that leadership really is a covenant responsibility between you and the organization. You're here to serve the organization and the people of the organization. When you realize that, then you understand the obligation that a manager has to create the environment where people are supported, encouraged, and challenged. And so if you get the right people on the right jobs, then great things can happen. And that's really what being a CIO team is all about, I think.
Excellent. What is the DOD's net-centric vision? We will ask David Winogren, Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Information, Management, and Technology, and Deputy CIO to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.